actually wheeled in slowly.
Yes.
So, there is one word. Swa langulena ati chakti sindhu. You see, sometimes the dogs are singing to the mind. If somebody thinks, oh, the dog is singing, let me capture the tail, and I shall sing. I shall cross. Similarly, those who are thinking, the so-called scientists, philosophers, solve the problem. It is exactly like to cross over the classification by capturing the tail of a dog.
Yeah.
If one thinks the dog is sufficiently strong to carry him, so he is swinging, flies also. So following the dogs, capturing their tails, if one thinks that he will cross over the Pacific Ocean, similarly, these so-called scientists, philosophers, are like dogs. And if anyone thinks that he will cross by capturing his tail, he will be left.
Mom,
science is still living?
Yes, he's still.
What is he doing now?
Now he's retired.
No more swimming.
No more swimming. Taking money from the government for his work so that he can live.
Well, money everyone is getting. The job is also getting. Sometimes dog is inheriting the property of master. But that does not mean he is not a dog.
A student went through all the archives of the Washington, D.C. library. And from known records, he compiled enough information to construct an atom bomb. Did you hear about that?
No.
World famous. So they concluded that anyone who wanted to get normal information from normal sources could theoretically construct an atom bomb. But they don't have the equipment, but they have the knowledge. So they're proposing an option for any terrorist organization within the next 5 years to be able to invent their own atom bomb.
Yes, that's right.
He was bribing one city in Florida that you pay me so much money, or else I'm going to blow up your city. And he sent them the plans. Here's the bomb. So they became very frightened. Mm. And when they traced the letter, they found it was only a 16-year-old boy who had done this.
The sound of the church bell. It's very attractive.
You want one like that for Vrindavan?
Yes.
They have an organ here, Srila Prabhupada, that you play the organ and the bells chime out a melody in that tower.
Which tower?
That big tower here.
Uh-huh.
They have bells up on top and they can play different melodies. The problem of suicide here is in all schools all over the country.
Yeah. Yes. When publicly suiciding, and others are silently suiciding. The suiciding policy is going. Somebody manifests, somebody does not manifest. If the human life is wasted, for self gratification, that is suicide. Because you got the opportunity of enlightenment and you live like dogs and cats, this is suicide. This what is called hydrogen bomb manufacturer. He is thinking that he is successful in his life by discovering this hydrogen bomb. But he does not know how to save him from death. So this is it.
It's simply expert at accelerating death.
Whatever he has done, so he could not save, he cannot save from death. So what is the use of this scientific mind? The dog is also going to die, and he is also going to die. So where is the difference? Our scientific knowledge.
Coincidentally, the original purpose of the hydrogen bomb was to prevent death. To prevent death. At the end of the Second World War as soon as possible.
How to can prevent? That he does not know how to prevent. He can accelerate it. That's all. Here is your problem. Janma Mrityu Jara Bhav. Solve it. Where is that scientist? They have heard the real problem and say some childish stuff. Any hidden problem, it is the open problem. Krishna Pusti, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, Dukkha Dosanu Dharma. The real seer will see to these problems. There is no answer or solution of this problem. Where is the solution of this problem? Where is the biochemist or the psychologist or the atom bomb?
The theory nowadays that by the proliferation of atomic weapons, that Russia has so many weapons, China has so many weapons, the United States has so much.
Everyone now, India also.
They're all afraid of using them.
They must use it. That is nature's arena.
History.
Yeah, that is nature's kindness. That we all die. That is nature's kindness.
When someone gets some power, he wants to try it out. Just like there was that demon, Lord Shiva gave him power. Whoever head he touched, the head would fall off.
Just like in your country, there are so many cars, so that a poor man like me has car always, not an inch more on legs. Because there are so many cars, there are so many weapons now that must be used. There is a natural sequence. They must be used.
That is why they have wars, just so they can use up the weapons.
Oh, yes.
The only difficulty is that one person uses atomic weapon, that means the entire weight. So everyone's afraid of using the other. Well,
anyway, they must be used. There is no doubt about it. Therefore, we can say, there will go on. There is no astrology. It is natural. Something.
Common sense. Have
we total or partial, that we shall see. But they must be used.
Now they like to blow them up in the ground.
Huh?
The scientists like to play by blowing them up in the ground.
Yeah.
They create big disturbances.
Yeah. It can be solved by understanding these three items. God is the proprietor, He is the judge, He is friend of us. They are acting just the opposite. I am the proprietor, I am the judge, I am the friend. Because I am God. This is it. Everyone is becoming friends, ultimately, proves to be any of the country. Because he's not friends. President Nixon took pose by pretending friend, see, and later on he proved enemies. Didn't he? Everyone. Gandhi pretended to become friend, but he proved to become an enemy, otherwise why he was shut down? Unless one thought him as enemy, why you are such a? This is right. Nobody can become friends except Krishna.
But if you are devotee, you're a friend to all.
Because he carries the message of Krishna. Krishna is friend, and he's carrying the friendly message. Therefore, he's friend. If there is a nice friend, and if somebody gives information of that nice friend, he is also friend. Therefore, nobody can become friend except Krishna's representative. The material world is, I am your enemy, and you are my enemy. This is the whole construction of the material world. So, how the enemy can become friend? It is pretension. Cheating.
When you go out to receive your books, you're trying to show the family that the devotee is actually their friend also.
Oh, yes. That is the real friendship. What? Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tata nidra jao maya pisachi rato. Nereshi ausadhi maya nati vara lagi, hari naam maha mantra lahatani maya. This is friendship. You are sleeping under the spell of maya. How long you sleep and suffer in this material world? So, I have brought this medicine. You take it, and you no more sleep. NSCO is the Maya Lassi Bhagavan. Harina Mahamantra. Now take Hare Krishna. This medicine.
So, this special
in all Muhammad.
So all relationships in this material world are
enemies.
Based on this enemy.
Yeah.
Even the so-called love.
No, that is lust. That is not love. As soon as my plastic desire is not fulfilled, then even my honey. We take shelter of any materialistic person, that is like to capture the tail of a dog and try to swim over the passage. It is like
that we should not give people anything other than Krishna consciousness.
And what you have to give, first of all, consider what you have to give. What you have got to give.
I was thinking that sometimes the devotees engage in business, selling so many things to help their temple. You were saying that we should not do that?
If you are business minded, you can do that. Do business and give the result to Krishna.
Planting trees. And here the animals. The tiger and the lizard, fish.
What is it meaning?
Zoology. Zoology. They study all the animals.
Not in sense?
Well, they think they get an idea of man by studying the animals.
Catching the tail of the dog.
Of the crab. Then they come to conclude that since all the animals do is eat, sleep, bathe, and defend, man should also just do that.
Then why you guys pick up man? Why not anyone? Therefore the Shastra says one is engaged in this animal activity, he's animal. He's not man. Vishnatam Buddhi Punapeti Dhatati Sadik Kalapta Vishivomajavi. Actually man is doing like that. In the jungle, the similar animals they flock to them. This is nationalism is like that. It is nothing better than that. For defending, we are Americans, we are Indians, we are just the same thing. Because they are animals, they are the United Nations. The animals will fight, so they are trying to compromise. Let us be peaceful. That is not possible because they are animals. They are failure.
threat of nuclear warfare, wouldn't Christian consciousness be more easy to spread?
The threat is already there. But they are so fools that they are not afraid of the threat. The threat is already there, everyone will die. That is the problem. So who is caring for this? They are avoiding. They cannot take any anti-measure.
So it will take a war to bring them to their senses a bit?
Now what is going on? But they are so senseless that they do not come to this. So that's that. Therefore, they are described as mula. All that is.
Very hard to preach to these fools from. These people are so stupid. It's very difficult to preach.
No, chant
very
good. That is.
We're hearing from you and your book that we will die and we must learn to face these problems that you mentioned. But still, even as your disciples, we're not so convinced. We've been, by the science, we've been brought up in a culture where we've been taught that we will never die. Particularly in America, we never even see death here.
You think not? You'll not die?
I know I will. But how can we realize that? Come to the platform of realizing.
Everyone is dying, your father is dying, your mother is dying, your friend is dying. And still, if you cannot understand, then how it will be possible to make you understand? Every day, you see, so many people are dying. Ahanni, ahanni, lokani, gacchanti, samamandi. Every moment, every day, we see so many animals or men are dying. But those that are living, he's thinking, I'm not dying. Death is inevitable, but still he's thinking, I'm not dying. And therefore, that is the problem. Everyone is dying, and everyone is trying not to die. This is the problem. Nobody wants to die, but everyone is dying. That problem these actual scientists cannot solve. Therefore, they are like dogs. And to catch their tail is like that. And that is the real problem. Everyone is dying. And everyone is trying not to die.
The Shivites go down to the burning ghats. The Shivites, they go down to the place where the bodies are being burned. In order to meditate on the fact that everyone is going to die.
What do you mean? Without meditation, anyone can understand. If he's intelligent.
Yes. So one must become convinced philosophically.
Why philosophically? Philosophy means, at the present moment, mental concept. We don't say that. Philosophy means to find out the reality. That is philosophy. That is philosophy. Not that I think like this. He thinks like this. He thinks like this. That is not philosophy. That is mental conflict. Hovering over the mental philosophy is here. Krishna says, Janma Mittu Jalapayati, Dukkha Dosan. Keep all that in your front, that there is death, there is birth. And try to save yourself from this. This is it. his haunts here.
This is coming from the heating system of the university.
Oh.
They have a nuclear heating system.
Oh.
Yeah. From the reactor, they have a reactor on the campus.
They require so many scientists to get heat from the nuclear system. Then, who has created the sun? So, they put so much heat. How great scientists are. They have no sense that who has created the sun? Nuclear system. They're heating the whole universe.
They can't even measure how much heat is coming from the sun.
Because the sun is inefficient, because in some places it's too hot, and in some places it's too cold. Therefore, they have to make the adjustments by making the air conditioners and the heaters in order to make up for the sun.
But who is getting this advantage?
Actually, the fact is that now the scientists are spending so much money on this research, but the research is only being used in their homes, their personal homes. The common people have never seen any of these great devices.
Right.
I saw pictures of this one devotee, Jayaram. His uncle is a big scientist. He's created this radio telescope. So I saw pictures of his personal home, and it must cost about $300,000, all these scientific devices he has. But the people never see those things.
For all the success of scientific advancement, they have not created any love for God or their fellow men.
That is a defect. They should scientifically explain what is this. Then their science is what? Education, tapasya. Sistasya, suktasya, sabudha, dutta. Charity and gentleness, all good qualities. So, kabhi bhi nirukita, kabhi bhi big personality, they have decided. Jaduttama sloka gunanvan, he by their knowledge, they can establish Vasudeva Sarana Krishna is doing it. Then they are scientific. Knowledge. Perfect. Avishita artha kabhi bhi nirupit. Kabhi bhi means great Sanya scholar. They have decided that they that uttama sloka gunanuman. Instead of talking all nonsense, this is this, if they can scientifically explain that Krishna is the original scientist, that his brain has done this like this, like this. That is Bhagavad. Who is the original scientist, who is the original philosophers, original everything original. Anadi, Radhi, Govinda. Govinda is the original. Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva is the original. It is fact. The origin is too small. But it's not. Sprinkling is being done. Water and air. Now, who is the origin of air and water? You have combined together, utilizing and spray. But who is the origin of air and water? You cannot manufacture air or water. You are taking advantage of it by mixing together, sprinkling. But where is the origin of water and air?
The scientists now, they've been studying the different atoms. They say the origin is what they call pure energy. And they describe that as a disembodied electrical charge.
Jugglery of words.
Their idea is very close to the Brahman conception, though. They think that one pure energy is pervading the whole universe.
Yeah.
And it has no material property.
As soon as you accept energy, then you must inquire, what is the source of energy? Energy is produced. It's like air is energy, but it is produced under certain elements. While the energy is being produced, if you accept energy, that is knowledge. Now, just like electrical energy is generated in the powerhouse. You cannot say the electrical energy has jumped out. It is being generated. Huh?
Yeah.
Then where from this electric energy is coming? Where is it generating out?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say that electric energy, so many electric lights, they are from all of a sudden, no? There is a regular generating house. So why is that generating house? What is their reply?
You may get some of them to admit that they don't know, but then they'll think, no one knows.
Huh?
They will say, well, no one knows.
No, because you are rascal, you cannot say that everyone is rascal. You rascal, you do not know, but we know, because we are not rascals. We know, Krishna says, Aham Mahavirhi Devana. Aham sarvasta prabhava, matatta bhangavasta. Do you know? You do not know, you ask us. Do you know? Then, what is the answer?
Well, I said that once to a professor, and I was just in plain clothes. Then he became very upset. He said, I thought I was talking to a book salesman. Now I find out that you're a preacher.
He's a gentleman. He has admitted. Oh. A gentleman, if he commits some mistake, he admits. Yes. He's a gentleman. And if he persists on his mistake, he is a rascal. He's a rascal. But he's a gentleman.